human beings were frail, easily killed. He could fall and hit his head on the edge of a table, killing himself instantly. He could electrocute himself during an experiment, despite careful precautions. So why not make a backup, just in case? Why not send himself back in time so there were now two of him? Not that he would ever let a second Edgar Knight roam free to interfere with his efforts. He would not allow any meddling, even by a version of himself a fraction of a second younger. Two of him would lead to confusion. Who would be in charge? The second him, the duplicate, wouldn't just share his DNA, but his bank accounts and legal rights, his every memory, his very mind. The duplicate would be him just as surely as he was, simply one frame, or 45 millionths of a second, behind him in the film reel of his life. There was no way he would ever consider sharing power, especially not with someone as brilliant, ambitious, and formidable as he was. So he decided to make duplicates of himself and imprison them. Let each lead a life of luxury while trapped, 1 month at a time. At the end of each month, the current duplicate would be dispensed with, and he would create another, who would be fully up to date on all of the thoughts and experiences he had had during the preceding month. A fresher backup, so to speak. Once a month, he had his Hello Pilot fly him from Nevada to his backup headquarters compound in Wyoming, chosen for its spectacular mountains and sparse population. Once he arrived, he would step into the back of a big rig, which housed a time machine, and send himself back 45 millionths of a second. And the computer would dutifully carry out this order. Knight would be pinned on the spatial axis of space-time, but would slide a single frame backward on the time axis. He would remain on the spatial coordinates at which he had begun, but when he arrived in the near past, the Earth would be in an entirely different location. The Earth never stood still. In fact, it hurtled through space at far greater speeds than any human plane or rocket had ever achieved. It spun on its own axis and revolved around the sun, while the entire solar system raced around the center of the Milky Way galaxy at breakneck speed. All in all, the Earth was traveling through the cosmos at 242 miles per second. Even in 45 microseconds, the Earth traveled a distance of 58 feet, meaning Knight would arrive in the past 58 feet ahead of where he had begun.